fresh dose of tech news and insight. This is the Early Burb Briefing. It is Tuesday, June 1st, 2021. This is the Early Burb Briefing. I'm Eagle Falcon. Yes, it's the start of Pride Month. Yes, every company in existence is going to do an unhealthy amount of pandering. All I'm going to say is just live your life as you wish. That's all I ask. We don't need to frickin' be the most pandering thing on the planet. But it's going to happen like it's been happening the last few years, and it's getting obnoxious, in my opinion. But I digress. Computex is in full swing, and, well, the NVIDIA keynote is still going on as I'm recording this, but they just wrapped up their gaming section. Here's basically the highlights. The RTX 3080 Ti is now official. We're going to call it the 3080 Ti because for sanity's sake, but it is technically Ti. I really don't care. It starts at $1,200, $1,199, and also the 3070 Ti is also real. Yes, it is also Ti. I'm going to call it that from now on, but I just heard a guy just call it the Ti over and over and over again. No one's going to call it that. That starts at $599. Availability starts in June 10th, I believe they said. It doesn't matter. You know you're not going to be able to get it until 2022, probably June 10th, 2022, at probably the earliest. Knowing how everything is going, especially since the Ethereum market, although crashing, has not bottomed out. All right. Intel also announced a whole bunch of stuff. The big focus is actually on their laptops. And that was the other thing that was kind of interesting about NVIDIA's keynote. They focused a lot on their gaming laptop technologies. That was a big underline. Big focus. I'm not even kidding. They focused heavily on just how good DLSS is at saving battery life, rendering it at a lower resolution to upscale it to fill the monitor, and so on and so forth. They made a big statement about it. Same thing with Intel as well. The big highlight was their mobile processors, 10 nanometers at long last and hitting 5 gigahertz stock clock on their mobile CPUs, not their desktop ones, their mobile ones. At least that's what they're saying, according to this article that admittedly I am watching this late at night. It could be, you know, with like a big asterisk next to it, that it could be it just turbos up to 5 gigahertz and that sort of thing. And holy cow, my echo just started getting on my nerves. But in any case, that is gonna do it for me, as my echo keeps saying stuff at me that you guys can't hear, but it's really, really distracting. But you know, we're gonna see more tech news as the week goes on. The fact that they're focusing heavily on mobile computing, on laptops, says volumes. It really, really does. That's going to do it for me. Stay safe and stay healthy.